I'm Mike Coughlin, and this is a show I'm doing while walking the dog. I got 20 minutes. I'm going to get through this whole show. What show? The show that I tried to do last night. And when I say I tried to do, really Matt tried to do. And I fucked it up because it didn't record properly. I don't know why. I wish I knew. I wish I could fix it, but I can't. So what I'm going to do instead is I got the outline from that show. As I walk Mr. Puggle McPuggleface here, I'm going to try to go through the topics best I can and do or say whatever. I won't be able to read them, give any banter, which is a shame. I thought it was a decent enough show, you know? Yeah, I actually just was running a little bit now, so I'm not out of breath. I'm just the tiniest bit, not 100%, you know? It's not like if I just woke up from a deep sleep. I don't know. Just go with it, all right? I'm hoping this will be the most listened to episode ever in the history of walking and talking with Brother Puggleher. Come on, you dumb dog. In case it is, in case anyone never listened to this part, I walk my dog and I talk into the iPhone. There you go. So, I think Dana White's Contender Series. Bunch of dudes won contracts. Such big names as, I don't know. No one cares. No one knows any of them. I mean, Greg Hardy, I guess, won it. Or some shit. It's a thing, I guess. It's programming. There's a lot of shit out there nowadays. I'm too old for this shit to care. There's a Performance Institute study. It was alright. There's a couple of things in there. I should probably do a piece on it. No one cares. Craig White weight cut. That's right. Some dude claimed, in England, who lost to Neil Magny at UFC Liverpool. This guy took the fight on 2 weeks' notice, and I guess is saying that he cut 39 pounds and all this stuff, and he's talking, and he's harrowing, and blah blah blah, and it was just insane, you know. And then everybody gets to go out and do the thing where we talk about it. Like, hey, you know, the weight cutting thing's an issue. And we're all like, yeah, it is. What are you going to do? And then we just move on with our lives. Because they're grown men who wrap their knuckles in tape. And then put those taped knuckles, pad them in leather. Then punch each other in the face. So maybe the weight cut isn't the biggest of concern here. I don't know. Plus, I think the guy's probably just full of shit. I mean, I know we've heard about stuff like this, but there's just a fucking physical limit to the human body, what it can do. Like, sometimes it might look like a guy's cut a ton of weight, and you go, my gosh, it looks like he cut a billion pounds. But, like, sometimes just the way his body is going to physically appear and blah, blah, blah. Like nobody's going to cut 50 pounds of water. It's just not going to happen. It's impossible. And so when you hear, these mega cousins, it's like, yeah, I think you're lying to me. And I don't like liars, so fuck you, Craig White. The other White, Dana White, did some pro wrestling angle shtick in Memphis with Jerry Lawler. All right. I guess that's the thing. Dana White is now running towards doing pro wrestling, and it's just regional indie shit. It's a weird thing, man. This whole Dana White thing, the twilight of his career. We did talk a little bit about Ronda Rousey and how impressed I've been with her. Just her natural movement. And I said that the first time I saw her at Mania or whatever. It's just it was very apparent what was going on there. And it was, you know, you saw a different caliber of athlete. And, you know, the Kurt Angle comparisons come up, and rightfully so. They're just crazy, psycho-driven people who are very athletic. And they've, again, it's, you know, I look at a lot of this as kind of just, it's all evolution. Like, there's just all these people, and they're all competing, and then just this guy goes, up, I can do a little bit better, I can do a little bit better. Like, they're just, of course, they're going to have similar attributes in every other respect. They're literally, they're one in a million. Back when one in a million meant really rare, not like, part of my pension. I don't have a pension. I mean, holy shit. I am relying on the kindness of strangers upon my final days. There is no doubt in my mind. I am just hoping I can make it to Arizona and I can put on a cowboy hat and pretend that I am Doc Holliday. And I will then gamble, even though I don't know how to gamble. Stephen Thompson, wonder bitch. Stupid. He doesn't like the front kicks to the oblique, those little John Jones style kicks right to the knee, things that they're dirty or they're designed to hurt and blah, blah, blah. Basically, his MCL got torn or hurt when he fought Darren Till, because Till did the kick a couple times, and he doesn't like it. I get it. Like, it's been talked about before where people are just like, you know, like it's something about the kick people don't like. And there's an element of kind of like, you know, this is the rules we agreed to. The first guy that figured out how to throw a forward pass in football, and everybody's like, whoa, wait, what? You can do that? Oh, shit. Come on, man. Like, we guess we talked about that, but we all agreed that nobody would practice it. There's my dog walking through a puddle of water. It's kind of chilly out here. First nice night in Chicago in quite some time. See, I get it on that sense. On the other hand, shut the fuck up. This is going to one day, I kind of want to like say things like, one day history will show and blah, blah, blah. And then you realize it's cage fighting. No fucking history is going to show shit. The people keeping track of the cage fighting histories like Dave Meltzer and the Snowden fucker. Like, whoop-dee fucking do. Like, this is essentially autistic retards with a learning disability and other really hacky things I could say about them. They're just losers. They're the ones keeping the history. Like, if it was important, somebody important would keep the history. Look at the world. That's history. But anyways, if there is a history of MMA. Like, I throw other people's names in there. It's like, Mike, do you pretend like you are? Nah, I don't think anybody would ever want to listen to this shit. I'm not even qualified to be a mixed martial arts historian. However, going back to these people, I think it's MMA history is going to show that it is similar to the dumbness of surrounding the 12-6 elbows, where everybody's just like, I guess, like, you kind of like, oh, it does seem like it's kind of like, isn't this extra bad? And, like, you all saw the ice block shit, and you knew that was bullshit, but there is this kind of thing, like, I don't know, like, this does feel a little more powerful, doesn't it? Can't you really fuck somebody up with that? And then it's like, yeah, you're knocking people out with your fucking forearms. Sure, maybe it's a little, the tiniest, one in a hundredth more dangerous this way versus that way, but you're knocking people out with your forearms. Fucking who cares which direction it's coming from? Have the rules in there to prevent the kind of the real terrible injuries, which honestly is an argument in favor of banning this kick. We prohibit things like eye gouges because the long-term damage is so severe. And we want to see, you know, one of the underlying unspoken agreements of the sport between the fighters and society for permitting the fighters to do this for a living is everybody gets to fight another day. It's a sport when everybody plays again. If nobody plays again, then it's just some sort of weird war. And so if you go out there and say you got eye gouged someone, well, now you can't play again. Same with like breaking the fingers and things like that. They're kind of things where it's like, okay, you broke it like a little technical thing. But that's not really what we're doing here. Okay, you win. Like punching the balls is, come on. So I can understand like in the sense of, it's a strike that, if it's executed properly, essentially only injures. And if it's not executed properly, then it doesn't do anything. So you only really execute it, like, you can't, like, execute it. You can't throw that kick in a, you can kind of throw it in a little bit of a checking manner, I guess. But it's really, if you're throwing that type of kick, where you're arcing down the knee, you're usually throwing it, you know, to try to be successful. And the successful outcome of that technique is, you know, injuring someone. If you don't injure the guy, it's not going to really hurt him very much. You're kind of like tapping him on the top of the thigh. It's not exactly an area known for danger. Otherwise, you know, yeah, you're either kicking him in the shin, which, that okay, probably hurt your own foot, or you're hitting him on the thigh. However, again, you're bashing each other in with forearms to the face. You're kicking each other in the leg. Like, if you kick somebody in the leg on the side, you could, I mean, we've seen guys lose fights that way, and we accept it. We like it. We like the technique, you know, Pedro Hizo chopping down people, and whatever, you got your favorites. Point is, that's a legitimate technique, and it is, and I don't dispute it, and I like it. It's a great technique. It's fun. What's a little front kick do? I think there may just be a point of, again, if it's done, like, you can punch someone, and it doesn't always knock them out. Like, you can get the world's most perfect punch, and, like, you know, there's things to do around it. Whereas this was kind of like the one-touch death punch thing. And you're like, okay, maybe you get me. But we don't want the sport to be just that. Same way that we don't want it to be, you know, first guy to grab the eyeball. Which, could be an argument for that. I'm actually making the case for myself here. Huh. And then, but it's part of the sport. I don't think that we should get rid of it. We don't need to be making things more fucking confusing for people, all right? Already fighters have no idea what it means to be a downed opponent anymore. Now you want to tell me what kind of kick is legal to the knee? Come on. I mean, we can't figure out downed elbows. And that's like an elbow. It's like, which direction was it pointing? It's like, oh, okay. This is like, you kicked them in the knee in the wrong way. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. UFC 225, it's reported, may, instead of, we guess we had said like 150,000. Now the reports are coming out from Autistics that it may have been about 250,000, which I would say is probably about the right ballpark. Seems about appropriate for that show. Yeah, it's got two title fights, but it is still, at the end of the day, Robert fucking Whittaker headlining. And he's headlining a fight that's not even a title fight. CM Punk, I'm sure, helped, and, you know, as much of a guy as I think the guy is a true dick, still give him credit for fighting. You know, you could think a guy's a prick and, like, think he's somebody that you would, like, not recommend to be relied upon or whatever, and still respect shit that they do. You know, I respect actions. Don't respect people. If you respect a person, it better be one in a billion. Otherwise, respect actions. It's kind of, I've had this idea in my head lately, and I'm not sure, try to figure it out. Like, none of this is unique, I know, but when I say it, it becomes unique. Yes, darling. It's this idea that nobody's a racist. That people, and I'm not, like, even, okay, when I say nobody's racist, then I walk it back a little bit. That's how modern world works. Make an outlandish statement, and then slowly back away. For all this talk about clickbait and fake news and all this driving headlines, you fucking philosophers have been doing it forever too. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck it was. I lost myself there as I ranted against myself. Logan Paul and some black dude are doing a boxing match. They're mimicking Mayweather and Conor. Weird, man. It's just like, you know, Vince McMahon was ahead of his time. He figured out celebrity boxing before everybody. That's what WWE was, man. It's the only way you could see, like, what would it be like to watch fucking Mr. T do something? And you go, here you go. You want to see Mr. T do something for real? You go, yeah, as close as we get. You know, it's fake, but it's presented that way. And they always had this aura of kind of could be real, like Vader. You know, rest in peace, Vader. He was never a guy I grew up with, but so be it. I've come to appreciate him in time, but he was a guy that if you looked at him, before you had any idea what fighting really was, obviously. I mean, nowadays, everybody has some idea of, like, really, it's just, That guy's got cauliflower ears. Ah, fuck. Like, that one, right away, people are kind of like, if you know. In the same way that once upon a time, you look at a guy like Vader, you'd be like, he's a big dude. He's kind of barrel-chested. His hands are big. Yeah, I bet that dude will fuck someone up. Like, he just looks like someone that sits at the end of the bar. And if you get out of the corner, he's like, hey, he just boom, hits you. So Port Russell kind of had that deal, and then so on. And now we got Logan Paul doing boxing and CM Punk doing MMA. There you go, UFC. You're on the same level as a YouTube star. Wait a second. Let me rephrase that. Good job, UFC. You're on the same level as a YouTube star. Wanderlei Silva versus Rampage Jackson, speaking of, gonna maybe fight in Bellator. Whoop-de-doo. It's Bellator, by the way, it's like Scott Coker's 4-year anniversary with the company. We can also say, once again, whoop-de-doo. He's done nothing. But I guess we give it to him. He successfully kept a job treading water. And you know what? Sometimes doing nothing is the smart thing. Everybody always thinks you should be doing something, but sometimes you may not have a play. And so the correct thing to do is to bide your time. Maybe that's what Scott Coker is doing. Maybe he's biding his time. And he's waiting for the right moment. And he's got this grand plan. And once the market's just right, then he'll pounce. Or there's no need for him, but somebody likes owning cage fighters. Luke Thomas will host the MMA Hour. All right. MMA History did that. Bellator, PFL. Oh, they're going to be here in Chicago with Kayla Harrison, the gold medalist, judoka, American, 155 pounds, her MMA debut. This in the UFC, they'd make it for a title. And everybody would go, I guess, I don't know, she's literally the only 155-pound fighter anyone's ever heard of that ever will exist. UFC's in Singapore with Donald Cerrone and a bunch of other dudes. It's on Fight Pass. It's not the worst-looking show of all time, but it's still a show on Fight Pass in Singapore with Donald Cerrone versus Leon Edwards. At, like, 4 in the morning East Coast time is when it starts. So you're talking 3 a.m. Chicago time, or 2 a.m. as Matt would think, 1 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, that's a time difference. No one's going to watch this, but give it to the locals. Oh, this is the part where I impressed Matt because I was able to distinguish between Japanese and Chinese surnames very quickly. I'm very multicultural like that. I could never really be a true racist. I was going to say something about racism earlier, wasn't I? Oh, how no one is a racist. There we go. Brought it back. It's not like I tied it together. I just kind of reminded myself. Plus, I knocked off some of these topics already. Like, I feel like I have to get through all these. I'm going to get through them, damn it. I got about 3 to 5 minutes to go. Maybe 6 if the dog keeps sniffing things. So, yeah, there are no such thing as racist. By which I mean, look, if there are acts of racism. If I'm walking down the street and I see a black kid and I call him the N-word, look at me progressing. I'm not even saying it anymore. I'm like, yeah, I can be respectful. And you're calling him the N, and I call him the N-word out of hatred. Like, I'm not just singing a Jay-Z song or a Kendrick Lamar tune or whatever. But if I see this kid, and then I just harass him just because he's black, that's a racist action. Like, there's just no doubt about it. It's racist. It's wrong. It's repugnant. It's wrong in the same way that, you know, murder is wrong. Like, it's a wrong thing to do, okay? But it's in the same way that if you kill someone, yes, I get you want to call somebody a murderer. Fine. It's like the old joke. You know, you build 1,000 bridges, no one calls you a bridge maker, you blah, 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 blah. You fuck one sheep, and these judgmental pricks give you a nickname forever. Okay, I guess I'm more open to the idea of maybe there isn't a racist, or at what point do we call someone a racist? And are we using that as a scarlet letter? Which, that's a useful stigma. You know, Lost amidst all this stuff is this alt-right person, are they a racist? Am I a racist? Is Trump a racist? Blah, blah, blah. Is nobody really disputes being called a racist is a bad thing. You know, you might call a Trump supporter a racist. You might think that they are. You might think all those rednecks in Alabama almost voting for a pedophile instead of voting for a man that would allow a woman to terminate a baby, fetus, make a decision about her well-being. There we go. You both agree that being called a racist is a bad thing. That's always, to me, been one of my hallmarks of somebody's not a true racist. It's the people that genuinely like, no, I'm really not a racist. Not like the, I mean, there are delusional people, I get it. And maybe people think that about everyone, but I think there's a lot of people that just, they're like, no, I'm not a racist. And they, I think they're sincere. And that's what I would say, you know, just because you do something once, does that make you always make you that thing? At what point do we tell somebody, you know, you're not that anymore? Like, do you have to do more things? Again, looking at a murderer, and maybe it is on the same level as a murderer. Is it? Do we want to call doing one racist action on the level of a murderer? Or do we use a racist action as a kind of an aggravating factor? In the same way that you would do with like a hate crime. And maybe that's what we're really getting at with hate crimes, is the desire for society to say it's bad to, you know, it's bad to mistreat people in, for any reason. It's a little worse to mistreat people because they're black, and only because they're black. And, you know, I'm honestly, I'm even open to somebody wanting to say this societally, and guess what, if you're white, it's even an extra little bit worse. Doesn't mean that you have to get reparations and affirmative action. I think that's a key also, is that just because you might agree that, hey, like what people call systemic racism, I'm fine if you want to use the term systemic racism. I don't like when people use systemic racism as what they call a default term for racism. I'm not down with that. But, like, I can agree, I can understand that term. Maybe even agree with it on some level. But, you know, eventually everybody's got to have a chance to be forgiven. That's all I'm really saying here. Totally lost my train of thought. I thought I saw Fox. The fucking local newspaper here, we can be so, like, small town, even though it's a suburb. Had, like, 9 people write in, all talking about the same fox that they saw running around on 22nd Street or some shit. It was bizarre. Just one after another. I'm like, what is wrong with this town? Vader died. Rhonda said, I like the way she's doing things. John Gotti's grandson. Oh, no. You know, he's an MMA fighter. John Travolta. The bombing in some legendarily bombing movie as he's playing Gotti. Just being savaged by critics. You gotta be careful when you say savage, because if you have an L in there, sometimes you want to say salvaged. But salvaged and savaged are almost exact opposites, except for one letter. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if that's a thing. I wonder if they're connected. I really like wondering about things like that and going, huh, that does sound kind of clever. And then not following up on it. Because, one, I'm just amusing myself. Two, more importantly, say I follow up on it and I'm right about something. It's not really that much of a payoff. I already kind of thought I was right. So I'm just kind of confirming my shit. And that's the best case scenario. Worst case, probably a more likely scenario, is that I find out I was wrong. And then it's like, great, I'm stupid. And that's only really useful if I find out like the reason I was wrong is like really cool, and you go, okay, well, at least I learned something cool. But it's going to probably usually be something like, no, this just comes from this region of Europe, and this comes from that region of Europe, and it's just a coincidence. It's like, oh, great, I learned nothing. So I'm going to go with ignorance is bliss. Have you met women? Yeah, bro. I'm trying to say women are ignorant. But at the same time, I'm also saying that they're blissful. And let me tell you, there's a lot of us who would take that blue pill. Yeah? It's funny, like this whole red pilling thing you see on the internet nowadays, I actually, personally, I've always felt that's pretty damn appropriate. And I even think that there's something appropriate about the term woke. I think that for both of them, they identify within a movement, but it's how they identify. It's like if you're woke, it's kind of like, you know, you were in this dream where you're not yourself, and now you've woken up, and now you're truly yourself, and what are you doing? You're looking at other people, and you just want to wake them up. And waking someone up is a relatively gentle action. There's nothing mean or harmful about it. It's like you're waking someone up. That's great. You know, if somebody's asleep, they're sleepwalking, maybe they want to be woken up. And you get that. Because, you know, you got life and things like that. And you're woke and, like, some of you just said, I said, the fog has been lifted. And, oh, you're seeing so clear. I can see clearly now. Like, you become a good person. Like, the act of being woke is, by definition, like, it entails becoming a good person at the same time. That's interesting, isn't it? Like, nobody's ever, like, woke and, like, feeling like, oh. Like, when you're woke, it's an act of moral awakening. You feel better about yourself. Whenever people, like, they may go, I was a bad person. But they always pretty much have the idea of, but now I am not. Like, now I'm a good person. And they might be. There's one for you. Like, people don't want to talk about it, but they might be. I think of it in religious terms, being Catholic and whatever. Like, on some weird level, that's kind of what Catholics have espoused forever. You come in there, you're sinful, you get forgiven, you're now literally better than somebody else because you get to go to heaven. And that's a pretty big get, you know? Like, going to heaven, that's the win. Like, we have an actual ranking system in the world, heaven and hell. Like, one is the good one, and one is the bad one. I'm scanning something. I'm glad I'm talking about this still. So, yeah, is this still on the... Am I still on racism here? I feel like I'm flowing well. Yeah? John Gotti, John Travolta. That sucked. Like, I was just in total mid-sentence. Just boom. Totally fucking gone. Totally fucking gone. Are you jammed? Oh, shit. I took the wrong thing off the wrong thing. Cocksuckers. Whatever. I'll get you out. And then I'll do you this way. Hey, everybody. Oh, there's that other piece of paper. Ooh, I hope that didn't... Don't rip. Don't rip, don't rip, don't rip. I'm ripping apart the... What do you have you call this fucking machine? Printer. I think that goes there. I fixed it all. I fixed her hair. Yeah. I like how this show just went off a cliff. It went off a cliff. So yeah, World Cup happened. I'm enjoying it so far. We've had some upsets. The big one just happened today. Argentina getting just trounced by Croatia. Modric and Matic and all them just playing great. Dejan Lovren, my homeboy, doing great. Woo! So good for that. Man. Croatia, to me, may be the standout side so far in the World Cup. Just the one squad that I look at, I'm just like, they're always been kind of like a good team anyways. Like, maybe, like, I could envision them in, like, the United States tier, maybe. Maybe a little above the United States. But, you know, again, somewhere in that range where you're just like, okay, you're respectable. You can field a respectable side. And now they're going out there and they're playing really, really well. Like, in the same way, like, if the United States went out and played and they were playing in the same way that Croatia, if there's just United States instead of Croatia, if that happened, we would go, wow, okay, like, the United States is playing great. Yes, it would be Argentina is playing bad, and like, there's something weird there, blah, blah, blah. But you would also go, hey, the United States is living up to its potential. Maybe they're playing a little bit above themselves, sure. But, hey, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you get the Cinderella story, and it's not like if it's fucking Tunisia or Saudi Arabia, where you're like, fuck, or Iran. Like, Iran had their shoes taken away from them. The week before the World Cup, they lost their shoes because of the some embargo of the United States and Nike or whatever. Awesome. Good times. Rand Paul got beat up by his neighborhood dude because he's Rand Paul. When it comes right down to it, it's just that's the reason why it happened. He's Rand Paul. He's Rand Paul. He's going to be right, but he still probably kind of deserved it a little bit. Some pedophile tried to seduce a kid with Sprite and Chicken Alfredo. He's trying to seduce a 15-year-old boy with Sprite and Chicken Alfredo. Now, I'm not a 15-year-old boy, but I was at one time. I think I said 16 before. I meant 15. And I'm also not gay. So that's a bit of an issue. But I would imagine that if you're a 15-year-old homosexual man, becoming a 15-year-old homosexual boy. That's a bit of a confusing time. Like, it's fucking confusing enough as a straight dude. You're like, oh, I like when I jerk like that. Oh, I like when I go like that. What did I put a finger up there? Ooh. You're like, did that make me gay? Like, no, I don't like the whole thing up there. Just a little bit of the flashlight. Just a small one. The one that you can use for camping. Wink, wink. But it's confusing. And I gotta imagine if you're a 15-year-old boy, he thinks he might be gay, maybe not be gay, this older man wanting to come over to fuck you, you're gonna be like, I don't know, you're gonna be a little hesitant. You're gonna need some booze or something. This guy brought Astroglide, Vaseline, Sprite, in chicken Alfredo. What 15-year-old boy would respond to any of that? Like, that's kind of one of those weird things where the only way I could see that working would be literally only if it was heterosexual, because it would be like the boy that goes next door and sees like the hot mom and she's serving chicken Alfredo for dinner. Because you'd be like, okay, that's something that your mom serves for dinner. Chicken Alfredo, it's a real adult meal. You don't eat that. It's not romantic at all. It's a very heavy dish. And, you know, if it's not good enough for consenting adults, then you don't want to load a little kid up with all that. He's not going to feel good. His tummy's going to be bad. It's just, you can't do that. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I think that guy got 7 days in jail. Really. Some woman blew the balls off of her husband and her ex-husband in the middle of a dispute. They were yelling at each other and fighting. She says she didn't mean to do it. Which, yeah, you know, I mean. Who amongst us hasn't accidentally shot off somebody's testicles? Who amongst us can say that we have not blown someone's balls from here to the side of the wall? Who amongst us cannot say until the sweat dripped off my balls and I shot them into the wall? And then there's a guy that Snapchatted the cops, I guess, or called or texted the cops. One of those two, one of the new technologies. He was looking for drugs. I think it was cocaine. Or maybe meth, or weed, who knows. This actually could be a weed one. He texted the wrong number. He meant to text some other number, and he was like one number off, and somehow he got the police. I don't know if it was his police or some sort of police department. And then they just said, hey, yeah, okay, we got drugs for you. You want drugs? Here, we have a whole bunch of drugs. We have a wide assortment of drugs. We have drugs you've never even heard of. I'm your greatest drug dealer ever. And this guy's like, wow. I mean, he told me he was taking classes at community college, but he is fucking next level. Like, guys, he's got stuff like you've only heard of brand. Have you ever even heard of anybody that's got Quaaludes? I only hear about it like in movies from the 70s. I've always wanted to try Quaaludes. Man, we're nostalgic for fucking old people drugs now. Like, he said he's got weed so weak that it would have got you high only at Woodstock. I gotta try this. And the cop's like, yeah, okay, we'll be right over. What's your address? They're like, I'm at 123 Birch Street. And the cop's knocking the door. They're like, hi, we're here with your drugs. He goes, hey, yeah, I want to buy some drugs. And the cop's like, here you go. These are some drugs in the bag. Would you like them? This is against the law. The guy's like, nah, I got you on my phone. We texted each other. I can take these illegal drugs from you right now. And the guy's like, yeah, okay. And then he goes, and now you're under arrest. He's like, dude, that's not cool. Like, we totally were close. Why would you want to do this? You're harshing my boss. And then that's it. That's the show. That's what you would have missed. That's what you missed.
I'm finished.